Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think we all felt it was a very good meeting. He was very candid. He certainly understands that you can't fix the country without adjusting entitlements to fit the demographics of our country.
But this is going to take more than dinner dates and phone calls. It's going to take the president, Senate Democrats, rolling up their sleeves, making tough choices about how we solve our nation's problems.
There are Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, House Speaker John Boehner, commenting on working with the president on the sequester and budget issues, which happen to be the number one item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the top 10 hits, the hot hits in talk radio. Welcome in. Our program focuses on the week ending Friday, the 15th of March. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's run down the top 10 hits in talk radio from the folks at talkers.com as they poll radio programs, hosts, stations all across the country to determine the list. And at number 10, the record amount where the Dow Jones average finished the week and where Standard & Poor's finished, they are record highs. And a lot of people are talking about that and just not on the money shows. The CPAC conference is number 9. New TSA guidelines, number 8. At number 7, New York City's soda ban. Number 6 is Afghanistan. Number 5 is the ongoing gun legislation debate. North Korea, what's going on there, is number 4. Obamacare is number 3. Election of the new pope is number 2. And the sequester and budget hearings going on, number 1. Greta Van Susteren here talking to Congressman Ron DeSantis of Florida about his plan, DeSantis' plan to impose a sequester on the pay of senators and congressmen if they don't get the budget taken care of.
The cuts are causing pain all across the country, but not in one place, Congress. But freshman Representative Ron DeSantis wants to put an end to that. Congressman, you have a plan to make Congress feel some of the pain. What's your plan?
Well, my plan's simple. I think that the sequester should simply apply to our pay. We are somehow exempted from that. So you see other members of the federal workforce, you see members of the congressional staff may have to get pay cuts depending on how those budgets work. And I think that it's just part of being a Republican form of government that we're not exempting ourselves from the operation of laws. So it's a small money saver, but I think speaks to a larger principle.
And I guess under the Constitution, you can't do it in this term. You'd have to wait. You can't adjust your salaries, congressional salaries, until the next term. Is that right? You could pass it now, but it would...
Until the next election. So this can take effect right after the next election. And really, that the 27th Amendment was put in there to prevent pay increases, but we have to be a textualist and abide by the text. So I don't want to lose support for the bill by raising a 27th Amendment issue.
All right. And you know what? What's sort of interesting is that this is bipartisan. You have a Democrat who's on board with you.
Ami Barra from California, and you know, I think it speaks to frustration that people have with Congress. I mean, for example, we've talked about this whole issue of the Senate not doing a budget. They're required to do it by law, and then they hadn't done it for 4 years. Now, finally, because we shamed them with the no budget, no pay, they've done a budget. And so I just think it's the idea that the American people, they have to abide by rules. If they don't abide by rules, there's consequences. And yet us up here, what, are we just a separate ruling class that doesn't have to do this? And obviously, I think that that's wrong.
Well, you know, I've been harping on sending a bad message to American people, whether it's taking vacations and recesses without getting work done, continuing resolutions and not solving the problem, blowing off deadlines. I think your bill, is like one of the few instances where you're going to say, okay, we're asking this of the American people, so we're going to ask this of ourselves too.
Absolutely. And, why would you exempt yourself from this? And look, I believe we need to cut spending. So I'm not arguing against spending cuts generally. I'm just simply arguing against us getting a special exemption when other folks are going to feel the pinch. I think we have a bipartisan desire to change the way Congress functions.
How do you even sort of start? I mean, the reason I ask you how you sort of started the talk with the Democrats is because, you know, typically Democrats and Republicans don't speak in this city there isn't much bipartisanship. I mean, how did you manage to sort of work this out so the two of you are working together on it?
Well, I had asked him because we both support no budget, no pay. You know, you're supposed to do a budget. If you don't do it, you shouldn't get paid. And so that was something that we've signed on to previously. And I thought that this was a similar congressional accountability.
And he thought it was a good idea?
Congressional accountability measure. Yeah. You know, we got to hold ourselves accountable. And the thing is, you gain credibility with the public if you're willing to live by the same rules as everybody else. And guess what? Then they're willing to listen to you about your views on other things because they think you're in it for the right reason. So I think Congress has a good opportunity to do something where the American people say, you know what? Maybe they are starting to change.
Coming up, more on the sequester and the budget when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Steve's Blinds and Wallpaper, we've got it all.
Hi, Steve Katzman here, owner of Steve's Blinds and Wallpaper. My family's been making shopping for blinds fast and easy for over 60 years. Buy direct from stevesblinds.com and save up to 85% off all blinds, shades, and shutters from name brands like Levelor, Bally, Graber, and more. Most orders ship within 72 hours and include free shipping right to your door. We'll save you a ton of money, and I personally guarantee your 100% satisfaction. All the name brands at up to 85% off. At stevesblinds.com, we have it all.
All the looks and all the styles for your windows and your walls. Steve's Blinds and Wallpaper, we've got it all.
For free blind samples, catalogs, or instant price quote, visit stevesblinds.com or call 800-670-8872, 800-670-8872.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Going down or up or whatever. I guess we're going down, aren't we? From number 10 to number 1 here on the Talk Radio Review. The sequester and the budget, number 1 on the countdown. Talk host Tom Rotan talking to Congressman Bill Johnson of Ohio about Congressman Ryan's new budget plan.
We'll talk about Budget Chairman Ryan's budget proposal.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a budget that balances the budget in 10 years. It saves programs like Medicare and it cuts spending. And what he wants to do is, in that, repeal Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know that's not going to happen though, right?
Well, you know, it certainly could happen. And if, you know, reasonable, responsible minds in the Senate and the White House were to look at our spending trajectory and understand that the biggest risk to our national security is our debt. And if they looked at what is already happening to the rising cost of health care, how we're putting companies out of business, like home health care companies, how we're finding employers that are saying they can't afford to provide insurance to their employees, how many part-time, like restaurant and seasonal employees, are going to have their hours cut back or actually terminated because the companies that they work for can't afford to let them work more than 30 hours a week. My goodness, there are a lot of reasons why Obamacare is not the right answer for America, and repealing it would be a first step toward addressing our debt problem.
Well, here's the thing, though, Congressman. If if you can do that in the House, that's great, but we know that that's probably not going to pass the Senate, certainly won't be signed into law by President Obama.
Right.
Last week, though, there was a must-pass bill, the CR, the Continuing Resolution. And,
right.
And in that, with the House controlling the purse strings, there were some Republicans that were saying, look, we can stop Obamacare here by defunding it. And then from what I understand, an amendment wasn't even given a vote on that, on defunding Obamacare. Also, they didn't get a vote on an amendment that would have given a religious exemption so companies didn't have to pay for abortion-inducing drugs and abortion and contraception and all that stuff.
Sure. Well, those things that you're talking about are critically important to us, particularly those of us that call ourselves conservative Republicans. And so let me say up front that those two issues that you just mentioned, they're very, very important. However, let's remember what the continuing resolution was designed to do. Two things. Number one, keep the federal government in operation. Remember, the Senate hasn't passed a budget in 4 years. We've been through that until it's like a broken record, but that's the fact. And so we had a situation where the government was going to be in a position to shut down toward the end of March if we didn't pass a continuing resolution to extend it through the end of the fiscal year. It's never been our desire to shut down the federal government, I don't believe that would be the right thing for the country.
Talk host Bob Murray with Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois about his recent meeting with the president. Davis's meeting with the president on the budget.
Now, if I didn't read your Facebook correctly, please correct me, but it says, and this was several hours ago, you just left a very productive meeting with President Obama. He reiterated his support for entitlement reform and the importance of working together to address our fiscal issues. Was it yesterday then?
Yeah, it was yesterday. The president came and spoke to the entire Republican conference. And we got a chance to really hear him on an individual basis, and he got to field a few questions, too.
He's been making this effort to see if he could, you know, sit down with Republicans and have a really good, exchange of ideas and his concerns. Did you feel that way, that it was a very congenial effort?
I think it was congenial, I'm new to the process, so I will always look at something like this as a positive. And some of the more experienced folks that have been here for a while, they were probably a little less optimistic. But the fact is, I haven't seen the president actually come, sit down, reach out, and say, I want to put together some good common sense solutions. So I look at this very positively.
What did he basically say? Is he talking about getting the country moving forward? Because so many, many people say, and I don't disagree with them at all, that things seem to be at a stalemate at times. Does he want to push forward and have the Republicans along with him?
Well, he says he does. But as with everything out here in Washington, the proof is going to be in the pudding. We'll see what actually comes about, see if progress can be made, and see if good principled compromises, common sense solutions can be put together. And if so, I think the American people, the hardworking taxpayers of Central Illinois, will be the benefit. If he continues down the path of wanting to just take the majority in Congress and put Nancy Pelosi back in the speaker's chair, then we're going to see more partisanship, more polarization, and that's what I don't think people want.
Well, we realize, of course, you're in the House, but do you believe it's positive that the Senate Democrats have been or introducing the first budget in 4 years?
Well, we had to force their hand to do it, but I'm glad they are. The last time they introduced that budget, Bob, was before the iPad was even invented. When you don't have each chamber doing their job by putting a framework out on the table, you can't get to the what we call regular order out here, where you put both sides together and work out your differences. That's what we need to happen out in Washington more. And I'm optimistic, even though we had to force the Senate to pass a budget or they won't get paid, it's still good that they're going to do it.
Coming up, the Pope and Obamacare. The Pope is next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
D Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number two on the countdown, the election of the new pope. Here's talk host Frank Beckman with Cardinal Adam Maida on the air with him. They talk about why the cardinal thought Pope Francis was the one chosen.
What makes him such an attractive choice? What goes into the thinking in voting for him?
Well, I'll tell you what makes him so attractive is that he comes from a background in which he's ministered to the people in Argentina, and the manner of his ministry, and especially his concern for the poor. And he not only preached the gospel, but he lived it too. He's a very humble man, Jesuit, and he's... His concept of his ministry is to be of service to the church and to be of service of God's people, as opposed to I'm the Pope and I'm going to rule. So he comes with a background and a modality which is one of service, being concerned about God's people and the church, and especially the poor. And he lived in the poor under poor circumstances, and so he's been, and he connects with them, and so he'll be different from some of the others that we've had. But everybody is different, and so we pray that his gifts will be of great service, not only to the people in the church, but to all people everywhere. And so I hope we hope he connects with others he tries to serve. Humanity.
Obamacare, number three on the countdown. Here's radio host Mike Slater with a focus on the impact Obamacare is having, for example, on your vet bills. Listen to this.
Now, most people like Obamacare because they like free stuff. What they don't realize, they soon will, is veterinary care is going to go up as well. Why? Because of a 2.3% medical device tax. That's a part of Obamacare. So outrage in Miami right now, in particular, because a doctor in Miami, a vet in Miami, put a note on Facebook explaining why your dog bills are going to go up because of a medical device tax that's a part of Obamacare, which also applies to Fido's medical supplies. People are freaking out. Now, it's amazing because there's a 2.3% tax on medical devices for people. Nothing. No big deal. And no one has ever explained to me how taxing medical equipment in the Affordable Care Act makes medical care more affordable. If someone could explain that one to me, I'll give you $1 million. But it doesn't matter. No one bats an eye. No one wags a tail. This will cost $30 billion, this medical device tax. No one cares. But when Sparky needs a checkup and the bill goes up 50 bucks, total panic. Everyone freaks out. We need hearings, media reports. People are signing petitions. There's town hall rallies. It's all over Facebook. People are knocking on doors. Did you know about this vet tax for your cat? It's an outrage. Ah! It's crazy. And it's because people are really dumb. No. It's because pets are relatable. It's as relatable as soda. And if we can boil everything down to something super relatable, from the abstract to the concrete, from this esoteric unintended consequences to, hey, your dog's vet bill's going to go up, then people will open up their eyes. If we don't make things relatable, it's Snore City, and people check out, and when you don't stand for anything, people will fall for everything, and the left will continue to have their way. Make everything as relatable as soda.
North Korea and the debate over gun legislation are coming up. That's next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings, our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese. All packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now up to number four, what's going on in North Korea. From our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, host Alan Ludell talking to Edward Baker from Harvard University's Korean Institute about these late threats.
North Korea says the U.S. is lighting a fuse for a nuclear war, and the North Koreans promise a preemptive nuclear attack to destroy the strongholds of the aggressors. Obviously, their words. The comments came before the U.N. Security Council approved a resolution drafted by Washington and North Korea's chief ally, China, imposing tough new sanctions as punishment for Pyongyang's defiance of U.N. bans on nuclear and ballistic missile tests.
Well, certainly the rhetoric has been heated, more heated even than usual, and it's been pretty heated along the way, but I don't think the situation has really changed very much, except for one thing, and that is that China and Russia have gone along with this latest round of sanctions, and of course they hadn't vetoed them in the past, but this time China was involved with the U.S. in drawing up the sanctions.
Now, I'm trying to remember, Ed Baker, have the North Koreans before ever actually threatened to shoot a nuclear device at the United States?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay,
I think this, when I say the rhetoric is more heated than ever, that's what I'm
what you mean. Okay. Now, China, I've talked to another Korea scholar I know who's actually from South Korea. He keeps insisting that the Chinese are playing a double game here, and it's actually to their interest to continue to support North Korea. Of course, I know some of it is a fear of destabilization leading to refugees, but that just generally the new Chinese leadership is no different from the old Chinese leadership on this. Your thoughts?
Well, I think that it is significant that China has joined in writing this and is talking about these being enforced. But when we're considering this, you always have to look at the map and think about history. North Korea is on the border of China. There is no way that China is going to stop supplying at least minimal food and fuel to assure that North Korea doesn't collapse. The last thing that China wants is U.S. and South Korean troops on its border. And that's what will happen if North Korea collapses. Not to mention that several million refugees will likely flood into China, where there's already a considerable population of ethnic Koreans living right along that border.
Gun legislation debate number five on the countdown. Radio man Jeff Kuhner talking about Michael Moore's recent statement urging police to release crime scene photos from the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, which Moore says would finish the NRA.
Michael Moore, the scion, the paladin, the champion of the progressive left in the Hollywood community. To me, nothing more than a shameless propagandist. But anyway, people keep telling me, the libs say he's one of the finest filmmakers of our time. Michael Moore, a.k.a. Fatso, Big Mikey, has now gone to the Huffington Post, and on that progressive website has argued that it is now time to galvanize Americans into supporting strong, rigid, sweeping gun control. And how does Big Mikey, how does Fatso propose to do that? Fatso wants to do that by, I kid you not, having the pictures of the dead children slaughtered and massacred in Newtown at Sandy Hook released to the public. And so in his blog posting, Michael Moore, Big Mike, is asking grieving parents or disenchanted law enforcement officers or just simply concerned citizens, anyone who has access to those pictures, to those files, to take them and release them to the public, post them on the internet, post them on websites, get them up on newspapers, show them on cable television, around the clock. And in particular, he cites the pictures of where children's faces have been blown off by that crazed killer, Adam Lanza, by that psychopath. And so he says the pictures of faces blown off, mouths blown off, bullets in the head, dismembered bodies, that this will shock and outrage the American public to such a degree, it will so play on their emotions, that there will be an instantaneous call for the repeal of the Second Amendment and for massive confiscatory gun control.
Coming up, Afghanistan, the soda ban, and the TSA, all on the way here when the Talk Radio Review continues.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Steve's Blinds and Wallpaper, we've got it all.
Hi, Steve Katzman here, owner of Steve's Blinds and Wallpaper. My family's been making shopping for blinds fast and easy for over 60 years. Buy direct from stevesblinds.com and save up to 85% off all blinds, shades, and shutters from name brands like Levelor, Bally, Graber, and more. Most orders ship within 72 hours and include free shipping right to your door. We'll save you a ton of money, and I personally guarantee your 100% satisfaction. All the name brands at up to 85% off. At stevesblinds.com, we have it all.
All the looks and all the styles for your windows and your walls. Steve's Blinds and Wallpaper, we've got it all.
For free blind samples, catalogs, or instant price quote, visit stevesblinds.com or call 800-670-8872, 800-670-8872.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Up to number six on this week's countdown, and that's what's going on in Afghanistan. From MSNBC, Tamron Hall talks to correspondent Mike Taibbi about this past deadly week for Americans in Afghanistan.
An American Black Hawk helicopter crashed near Kandahar late Monday, killing all five American service members on board. It made Monday the deadliest day so far this year for U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Hours earlier, officials say two U.S. Special Ops forces were gunned down in an insider attack by an Afghan policeman in eastern Afghanistan. All of this follows new defense Secretary Chuck Hagel's rocky visit over the weekend. It was marked by President Hamid Karzai accusing the U.S. of colluding with the Taliban to keep Afghanistan unstable, which is causing some members of Congress to question where we go from here.
How much are taxpayers in this country going to still be on the line for building highways and power grid for Karzai, who clearly is off the reservation now? We have been their GDP in Afghanistan for the last several years. And if we're no longer there, I want to make sure that American taxpayers have the full picture of what we may be asked to continue to do to support this guy that clearly doesn't appreciate what we've done.
So, Mike, what can you tell us regarding the circumstances of this helicopter crash?
Well, there's not a whole lot that's out right now, Cameron, because the investigation is just underway. But as you point out, it's been a violent several days in Afghanistan. Two suicide attacks on Saturday, the insider attack that you referred to, now this awful helicopter crash last night. It happened in Kandahar province, about 280 miles southwest of Kabul, raining heavily last night, we were told by people in Kandahar, when that Black Hawk went down with a crew of five aboard. All five of them, the Pentagon confirms, were U.S. service members. And we were told by a coalition spokesman that there was no hint of any enemy activity at the time of the incident. And in fact, that part of Kandahar province has been one of the relatively safe parts of the country for some time now, and added, as you said, to the two deaths of those special forces troops in that insider attack. The total of seven deaths on Monday made it the worst single day of the year so far in terms of American losses. And that attack, as you said, was a single gunman, a lone gunman dressed in an official uniform, who opened fire on U.S. and Afghan troops who'd just come out of a meeting in Wardak province just west of Kabul. Let's stress again that while all signs point to an accident as the cause of those deaths, the investigation is just underway now, and there won't be a final determination until that investigation is complete. The five deaths in the helicopter crash bring to 12 the number of American deaths so far this year.
Up next, the New York City soda ban, number 7, comes in at number 7 on the countdown. Here's host Keith Larson talking to one of his callers about why a judge overturned Mayor Bloomberg's large sugary drink ban.
Listen to the passion of Mother Bloomberg.
I didn't spend political capital. I'm trying to do what's right. I've got to defend my children and you and everybody else and do what's right to save lives.
Listen, he needs to step in. He needs to do what's right. Step between you and that cup, that evil, dangerous, inherently dangerous, nasty, big gulping cup. He needs to step in there. Jack, are you a gulper?
I once was when I was in my younger years. Keith, I haven't touched a big gulp in years. But, you know, you keep saying big gulp. One of the reasons the judge struck it down is because convenience stores are immune. So there would be nothing from stopping me to go to a 7-Eleven convenience store, get a 64, and then go next door to the McDonald's and get the Happy Meal I want, sans the drink.
Well, it doesn't say that convenience stores are immune. Says here in the New York Post,
the reasons the judge called it arbitrary and capricious,
that it applied. It says here that it applies to restaurants, movie theaters, sports venues, convenience stores, and other places regulated by the city's health department. But in any case, on that, Jack, wait a minute. You said you used to be a big gulper, but you're not anymore.
Yeah, no, I kind of gave that up in my youth. But, you know, I was wondering.
Okay, no, hang on. Jack, hang on.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Okay, so you used to be a big gulper. You're not a big gulper now. You gave it up. How did you manage to keep your hands off the big gulp without Mother Bloomberg stepping in there for you and separating you from the big gulp? How did you manage to do that?
Well, sheer force of will, Keith. I managed to do it without any, month-long stint in the treatment centers or anything like that. So it was just sheer force of will.
You managed to separate yourself. A person can separate themselves from the big gulp. I don't know if Mother... You ought to send an email to Mother Bloomberg and tell him your story there, Jack.
Number 8 item of the countdown, new guidelines for the TSA. Here's what some of the callers to a number of different programs we monitor had to say about the TSA, in this case, allowing knives and other previously prohibited items back onto airplanes.
I don't think it's a good idea.
because I think you can make anything out of a weapon, and these pool sticks and golf clubs. If you break them, they're pointy. If they wanted to make a weapon out of them, they could. I don't think we should give them anything to work with. And so far as the knives, they said that they got to be collapsible. What's wrong with them taping them up? You know, you can make them stabilize if you want to. So I really don't think that's a good idea. I think we should leave things the way they are.
I think the changes shouldn't happen because it seems as though the further we get away from 9/11, it seems that the rules are being relaxed. I mean, if you consider, you know, what's the difference between a small knife and a box cutter? It's still a knife. It doesn't matter, you know, what configuration it comes in. But it just seems that, you know, we're relaxing the responsibilities. And the way I've always looked at it, all you need is just one incident to happen in this country. And that means you got one plane, airliner with passengers that actually gets hijacked and it goes down, it gets blown up. Then we're right back to what happened in 9/11, with passengers that actually gets hijacked and it goes down, it gets blown up. Then we're right back to what happened in 9/11. It goes right back to that situation. So we shouldn't relax the rules because people complain or the fact that the further away we get, people they tend to forget what happened because they think, well, we're secure now. We're not. But you just can't make changes because, you know, you say, well, we don't need small knives anymore. And I think the bigger issue is that what do you do with all these small knives once you get them at the airport? I mean, there's tons of them. So what do? You sell them back to somebody so they can melt them down and reuse the steel or what? So maybe it's an inventory problem at this particular point also. What do we do with all this stuff that we collect that we can't? Do we sell it? What do we do with it? So I think it's a bigger problem for the airlines because what do you do with all this excess stuff that you get?
I just think it's extremely dangerous to allow pen knives or anything like that on airplanes. I killed a 250, 300-pound deer with a pen knife. Not too many years ago, so I think that's really, really stupid on their part. You know, if I can kill a 250, 300-pound deer with a penknife, think of what somebody could do to a human or on an airplane.
Well, you can look at it two ways. You can look at it like the airlines have made upgrades on their security systems, thicker doors and so forth, better searches when you get on the plane. So I kind of think that, you know, it's progress, but after a while you gotta plateau. You can't just keep going. So the knives, the golf clubs, not too bad. I know when I go, when I travel for a day or two, I carry a carry-on bag. I don't like going down and waiting on my bag to come out.
I think we all forget that prior to 9/11, the FAA wanted to reinforce all cockpit doors on all airliners in the U.S. And because that would cost millions of dollars, the airline lobby got Congress to stop it. So as a result, we had unreinforced cockpit doors at the time of 9/11, I'm a little nervous here, and the terrorists were able to gain access to the cockpits. Now they've spent the money, the doors are secure, and really, if they don't open the doors for any reason whatsoever, unless somebody takes on a bomb, they're not going to be able to bring the airplane down. So it's kind of silly to talk about little knives now.
Coming up, CPAC and the stock market, next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
visit MRE Smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Up to number five on the countdown, the Conservative Political Action Conference, known as the CPAC Conference. Host John Zach and Susan Rose talking to analyst Kevin Hardwick about CPAC being a launching pad for potential presidential candidates.
Of all these guys, these front runners, Senator Marco Rubio, we hear a lot about Marco Rubio. We certainly heard a lot about Senator Rand Paul in the past week. They're going to be joined by Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal and former Governor Jeb Bush, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. Any of these guys ring your bell?
Oh, I think they all do. I mean, it's like a who's who of Republican politics around here. You go right down the line, and they all converge here. I mean, they know that this is the base of the Republican Party, and if anybody is serious about running in 2016, they have to come and they have to make an impression on folks here.
Well, then, Kevin, why wasn't Chris Christie invited? Was that a mistake?
Yeah, you know, I think it was a mistake. Obviously, he kind of shrugged it off. What else, you know? What else was he going to do? But I think it was a mistake. I think folks around here would like to hear from the governor.
You know, Romney was invited to speak, but he's not listed as one of the headliners. Is this going to be kind of an awkward return for him?
Oh, I don't know. Well, no more awkward than last year's performance when he declared himself to be severely conservative. I mean, that was awfully awkward, and I think it set the tone for much of the rest of the campaign.
What will Republicans have to do to get their luster back heading into the next presidential election?
Well, the first thing Republicans need to do is figure out what went wrong and come up with some sort of an agreement on the diagnosis, and then they can talk about the prescription. It's interesting. A lot of the panels that are going to be presented this week at CPAC, in addition to the speakers, there's a lot of other presentations going on. Many of them have an Hispanic flavor. For instance, at noon today, there's a panel entitled "Expanding the Conservative Movement with the Hispanic Community," and each day there are more and more panels like that. I think there's a recognition that the Hispanic community is where it's at in terms of American politics. It's the fastest growing part of the population, and it's a swing vote area that both parties are concentrating on. So far, the Democrats have done a lot better job than the Republicans.
Number 10 item on the countdown, the record highs in the markets. Here's host Scott Henin with CNBC's Rick Santelli. Santelli says it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody that our country is slowly improving.
Just say what you're thinking right now for me. That's probably exactly what I'm thinking about, where we find ourselves in this country, in this place.
Well, I guess the easiest way is being a market guy since the end of the Carter administration. I've seen a lot of recessions. I've seen a lot of slow points in the economy, but I've also seen a lot of recoveries. And I really have, you know, I've never missed being on the floor since 79 for an employment data point, for a Fed meeting. After 4.5 years, going into our fifth year of post-credit crisis economy, it should come as no surprise to anyone that the U.S. economy is improving. I mean, let's face it, Scott, we have, you know, one of the greatest, most resilient economies. We're the most entrepreneurial capitalist nation ever to inhabit the planet, and we are improving. The real question is, why are we improving, and are some of the programs that are quote-unquote aiding in that improvement actually doing what they were designed to do? We have a lot of Fed programs. You know, I'll give you this, Scott. The last big debate we had was basically on the sequester, and arguably it was for about $80 billion, but as many know, if you look at the rest of this fiscal year, it was half that. It was about $44 billion. But yet, how often you hear anybody talking about the Fed purchasing $85 billion in securities, treasuries, and mortgages on a monthly basis? And this is, you know, not the first program that's had these huge purchases. So I guess in the end, to sum it up, we're improving, but don't look at the improvement necessarily through a political lens. Look at it through a historic market lens, because we can do better.
Yeah, that's what frustrates the daylights out of me. It seems to me we're holding the recovery back by just so much dumb government, aren't we?
I'll tell you what, and believe me, dumb government is not unique or necessarily owned by either party. I think there's a Venn diagram intersection of both parties. Just take today's Wall Street Journal, Scott, a topic near and dear to my heart, energy. It is one of the hugely bright spots in our economy, and during the debates, it was one of several issues that I think turned the tide so the current president, Barack Obama, was elected to a second term, and that was during one of the debates on the topic of domestic energy and how wonderful it is, how many jobs it's creating. Energy independence is within our reach. And the president said, you know, he was and his administration has contributed to this growth.
Recapping now the countdown positions from number 10 to number 1. At number 10, the record market highs. Dow Jones Industrial Average going up. Standard & Poor's going up. So that's good news, I guess, for people that have their eye on the economy. Number 9 is the CPAC convention in Washington this weekend. Number 8, new TSA guidelines. Number 7, the soda ban in New York City. Afghanistan is number 6. Gun legislation is number 5. North Korea, number 4. Obamacare, number 3. The new Pope, number 2. And the budget discussions that are continuing between the White House and members of Congress. All of these items are on the Countdown Show for this week. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.